Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you, God. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 46. Psalms 46. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 11. And we're going to just have the Lord speak to us in this message. Amen. Amen. And so, if you have your cell phones, you can put them on the silent position. Amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Peace Through Times of Distress. As you can see this picture here, it's a very harsh storm. And many of us are having storms right now in our life. Our friends, our family members are going through. Some of us are going through personally. Some of us are going through things that we would never have thought we would encounter or behold. And yet, they're there. We had many prayer requests this week for family members and friends to keep people in prayer. And we're going to continue to pray for them. Amen?
Amen.
If you could come out on Wednesday nights, pray in the Holy Ghost and pray for our family members, because a lot of them need to be set free. Amen. So if you're there, let's go to Psalms 46. And the Word of God reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swellings. Salah, that means a pause. Verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, just as the break of dawn. Verse 6. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. Say that with me. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Another pause, Salah. Verse 8. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. If you notice, verse 7 and verse 11, it repeats itself. It says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So the reason why it's mentioned twice, because God is being serious of what he says. He repeats himself so that you and I won't falter in the times of trials and tribulations of our life. Because it's easy to run away. It's tougher to stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. You remember when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea. They were murmuring and complaining and saying, Moses, you brought us here to die. After he set them free, he sent 10 plagues. And he set them free. And yet when they came to the end and they saw Pharaoh coming, they lost faith. We can lose faith right away It reminded me of my friend who doubted. I just shared with you. He doubted even his own salvation until he had to be reminded how good God is. Now, look at this right up here. Everyone has stress in life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Everyone has stress. We get that. We know. And sometimes we forget that God is in the midst of our pain. God's in the midst of our trouble. God's in the midst of our anxiety, our fears. But a lot of times we fail to turn to Him. And we look at the circumstance that's before us. And we forget how good He is. He's a good God, a wonderful God, a merciful God. A God that will never leave us nor forsake us. Saints, we may be facing a time of great chaos in the near future. Some of you, I sent the message from Pastor John Kilpatrick regarding the four sins that will vomit the inhabitants out of this land. Idolatry is one. Sexual immorality is another. The shedding of blood is another. And the covenant breaking ones. You know that covenant breaking one? It startled me when I searched it out. The covenant-breaking ones are the ones who get married and then they made a covenant with each other and then they made a covenant to God that, God, thank you for giving me my wife, my husband. And then they put one away. And so they broke covenant with one another, but more so they broke covenant with God because they promised God. And so four great sins in this nation, that there is a judgment coming that's going to vomit the inhabitants out of the land. When there's 70 million babies aborted, the blood is crying. So something with the land ties in with man. So if you didn't get that message, let me know after this service. I'll text it over to your phone. It's on YouTube. But God woke up Pastor John Kilpatrick at 3 o'clock in the morning and spoke to him and said, get this out to the nation. Get it out to the nation. And it went viral. My message is not on that, but it ties into stress, because if these things come upon the land, somebody's going to be stressed out. Someone's going to have some fear, right? But when we do see these things coming upon the land, we are not to have fear. We are to know that God is with us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God will be with us. There could be a storm all the way around us, and yet God is in the midst of His people. He's with us. And so we may be facing a time of great chaos, such as war, natural disaster, or even a personal crisis. How many of you right now can honestly say, I'm going through a personal crisis? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Or we may simply be dealing with the pressures of our generation, modern life. Regardless of the situation, says to God, we can choose to continue striving on our own and let stress consume us. Or we can determine to put our trust in the Lord God Almighty. How many would rather do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know why? Because I don't work.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen? I'm getting a chuckle over here from the north wing. We want to correct that. This is the north wing over here. And this is the west wing over here. But I don't work. I need God every day. Can I get amen?
Amen?
I need God every day. We need God every day. Jesus desires to empower us to walk confidently through distressing times. He came to show us a path. He came to show us the way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So if He has the best plan, why not use His plan? Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so when we read the book of Psalms 46, it describes the Father's character and His willingness to help in the times of trouble. In the times of trouble. So when you break down Psalms 46, there's three key verses in here. And let's look at this one here. Let's look at it. Number one, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble or times of trouble. Praise God. And that's what I shared with Brother Frank. Right now you're going through a time of trouble. But God is your strength. God will see you through. And I went even a little further. I had to share with him. Because every one of us are going to face that type of moment when we don't know whether we are still going to be alive in this body or not. But I said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The moment us believers shut our eyes here on earth, the moment we open them again, we'll be with Him in glory. We have to have the confidence that we are just pilgrims passing through. We are here but for a moment. We're here like the Bible says, like how the grass grows and it withers right away. Or the steam from a tea kettle. How you see the vapor and then it's gone. That's how fast our life is. But the Bible says what we do for Christ, that's what will last. That will go into eternity. Can I get amen? Amen. It's what we do for Christ. And so He is our refuge and strength. He is the one that we need to call upon. He's the one that we need. God, I need You at this moment. And let me just say this. He shows up.
Yes, He does.
He shows up. And He shows up mighty. He will strengthen you. He will anoint you. He will empower you. Hallelujah. That's right. Here's another verse in that Psalms 46 chapter. Verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You know, the Jews know their God by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that same lineage came the Messiah. Hallelujah. That came to save us Gentiles. And His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we agree. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He came down through the lineage. Hallelujah. And Pastor Art's been teaching us about Jacob. And Jacob, put it this way. There's a lot of Jacobs in the church. I go no further. Let's move on to this next verse that highlights Psalms 46. Look at this. In verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Let me just say this. As you and I go through trials and tribulations, and people know what you're going through, and maybe they're not believers, but they're seeing you going through a stressful time, and then they see that there's a peace of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God's upon your life, and you're not stressing out. You're saying, God is my helper and strength.
Amen.
See, you can testify to an unbelieving world so that they can see that your faith is not shaken. Can I get amen?
Hallelujah.
That your trust is in the Lord. And that's why God a lot of times says, you know what? Wait a minute. You're going through something serious? Be still and know that I am God.
That's right.
Why? Why does He say be still and know that He is God? Because He wants all the glory.
Amen.
He wants to be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Through your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that's right. You may not value your life that much, but let me just say this. You are valuable to Him.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
He loves you with an everlasting love. He wouldn't have come to the cross to die for you and I if He didn't care about you.
That's right.
God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a hold of His love toward us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, saints, let's define some important terms. We need to look at this for a moment. Look at this right up here. Stress is pressure that we feel against us or pulling us in more than one direction. Okay? So there is stress that will pull us. A lot of times it tries to thwart us or derail us on where we're heading. Sometimes we're doing the work of the ministry and then stress comes and it tries to derail you. Okay? It'll try to put something in your path. We always think, oh, you know, it was Satan. You know what? We're giving that guy too much credit. A lot of time is us.
Yes.
A lot of time is us. Mm-hmm. Don't give that guy all the credit. Because he's going to be cast into the lake of fire one day. Right. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Now I want you to see this. Distress is similar but more serious. So there's stress and then there's distress. That means everything's falling apart. That means you're in a storm. Remember when the apostles or the disciples were with Jesus and they were on the boat and Jesus was just asleep. And the waves were tossing them to and fro. And they all said, we're going to perish. We're going to die. And they woke up Jesus. Jesus, we're going to die. We're going to perish. And what did he say? Oh, ye of little faith. And what did he do? He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the lightning. He rebuked the storm. And it all became calm right before them. My. It's a crisis. It's a full-blown crisis. Oh, yes. Distress. See, right here, look at this. Intense pressure that has brought on great anxiety of soul and emotional pain. That's what distress is. And so, saints, in response to both of these, our natural response is not to trust in God. A lot of times, where do we go? We run to the doctor. We run to the HMO and the PPO. But to strive, which means to contend with, to fight against, or to put forth strong effort towards something, we need to know that God is in control. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, I'm not knocking doctors. Praise God for them. But guess who gave them wisdom and knowledge?
Right.
Everything comes from God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Everything. Everything. Matter of fact, you know, when you go to your doctor's office, on his door or even his nurse, it'll say nurse practitioner. They practicing on you. That's all they're doing. They're just practicing on you. That's right. I think this is what you need. Think. Hallelujah. I'd rather lay hands on my head and say, God, you be the healer, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, the psalmist uses natural disaster as an example of a tragedy we might face. And saints, though its effects can be long-lasting and terrible, they are never as powerful as our God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God is powerful. He's all-powerful. Look what King David wrote right up here in Psalms 46:2. Look at this. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be what?
Removed.
And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Listen, when Jesus comes back the second time and when he sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, the Bible says there's going to be an earthquake around the world so severe that the mountains are going to collapse and the islands will be no more. This is prophetic what we're hearing, what we're seeing here. God's going to rearrange the whole landscape. When Jesus comes back, it's going to split in two. My goodness. And then he's going to deal harshly with all his enemies. You think Hamas got away with it?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, no. All those evildoers. They're going to stand before God. And God is going to deal with them harshly. This is why we need to stand with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We got to stand with our Israel family. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then, and look at in verse 6 right up here. Look at this. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The nations raged. Right now, the nations are raging. They're all raging. They're all raging against Israel. Almost every nation has risen up and have jumped on the Palestinian bandwagon. Oh, don't go there, saints. Don't go there, saints. Don't go there. That is a demonic spirit at work. It's trying to play to your emotion. But those people, they hate. They teach their children from birth on how to hate and how to kill a Jew and how to kill a Christian.
Amen.
Oh yeah. They got 49 scriptures. They're called surahs in their Holy Quran. And in those 49 verses throughout their book, it says, find a Christian, behead them, kill them. Find an infidel, behead them, kill them. Find a Christian, behead them, and kill them. So they're taught from a child to kill and to hate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's the spirit that needs to be driven off the land. Because they believed a lie. They believed a lie. And so we're living in that time right now. We're living in a time of chaos. And we don't know how far this war is going to go. But I really believe our country has been already attacked 75 times. And have not retaliated yet. Something's going to bust loose real quick. And I truly believe it's going to bust out in the Middle East, and it's just going to snowball. We're living in those chaotic times. God said we would see those times in our generation, and we're seeing them right now. What did Jesus say in Matthew 24? He says, first thing he says, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. And be careful on what our news media tells you. They're giving you a liberal, far progressive, left-wing agenda opinion. Be careful. Be careful. Oh, if you sign me off, that's okay. Cut me off, Facebook and YouTube. But listen, the message of the passage is clear. Whether we are suffering a major calamity or struggling with just common problems, God is sovereign and will take care of us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look what Matthew wrote down here. It says, come to me. These are Jesus' words in red. Come to me, all ye that are what? Are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know what comes to mind after reading this once again? He's been calling me once a week. Is Rabbi Michael Samuel from Temple Beth Shalom, where we served God in that Jewish synagogue for 12 years. He calls me once a week. Pastor Andre got to meet him for the first time when we stood with him when the first attack on October 7th happened. The community got together and it was held at Temple Beth. And this is what he told me. Reverend Fee, the only thing that's going to stamp out Hamas, 100,000 evangelists needs to go there and preach the gospel.
Oh, amen.
I said, yeah, that's right, Rabbi. That's right. Because this is not a thing of flesh and blood. This is a spiritual war. And this is a Orthodox Jewish rabbi. But my personal opinion, I think he's a closet Christian. Because he used to download all of our messages. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, Jesus promises that we do not have to carry our burdens alone. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And that we may turn to him for comfort when we are overwhelmed. You ever been overwhelmed before?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Overwhelmed. Deacon Angel, you came in. I'm not going to share what's going on with you, but you came in and said, I'm overwhelmed this week. We're all going through. We're all going through something. And we could be so overwhelmed, we could easily take our focus off of God and look at the circumstance like, this is an impossible thing. But not with God. You see, it also affirms Jesus' compassion and sincerity. And how doing so will provide our souls peace and comfort. How many want peace and comfort through times of distress? Well, this verse, saints of God, gives hope and reassurance that we may always turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for rest and serenity. How many want that peace?
Yes.
Praise God. And a lot of times, saints of God, we don't even know how to pray when things happen. Where do we start? You ever saw things just happen suddenly? And how do I start even praying? And then when I do pray, the dog starts barking, the phone rings. People are texting me on a group text that don't stop. How do you shut them off? I want to take my phone and I want to smash it. I'm done. I already heard your message. And then some of them, there's like 20 of them on there. Some of them will text you at 2 in the morning. What's this person doing at 2 in the morning? Jesus, help us. To me, those are self-inflictions. But look, a lot of times we don't know what to pray for, right? So, but God does. This is why Paul wrote to the Roman church. Look at this right up here. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit, Holy Ghost, intercedes with sighs too deep for words. So in other words, just open your mouth and say, God, I love you. You may not know how to pray. Just say, God, I need you. I love you. Just start praising him. And then the Spirit of God will start praying and interceding for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Romans 8 is one of the great chapters for comfort. Read, when you get a chance, read Romans chapter 8. And for me, saints of God, it is one of the most comforting chapters of the Bible. Because we find in Romans, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his will and purpose. And then he goes on further down. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
Nor death, no life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. No stress.
Mm-mm.
No enemy.
Mm-mm.
No curse.
Mm-mm.
You name it. Anything that's ungodly or anything that attacks you will never, ever separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
You got to read that chapter because that's a chapter of comfort. And this particular verse reminds us that even when we don't know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes so deep that God will bring it forth for us. And then when you start getting into that place with God, Paul wrote to the Philippian church this, look at this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. After I brought the word to Frank Scott yesterday, the peace of God fell on him. And then he started tearing up. And he said, man, I'm convinced again that I'm a child of God. Yes, Brother Frank. You, he never disowned you. The devil was lying to you in your time of distress. But you are a child of God. You are sealed. And he goes, I needed to hear it. He goes, I was crying out for you for 2 days that you would come in my room. And I walked in and he didn't know I was coming. And he almost leaped and he couldn't even walk. But I saw him. He was like, Brother Fee, Brother Fee. That's when you know it's God. That's when you know it's God. When God will put someone on your heart. And we minister to him. And he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. You see, the verse evokes a sense that when everything is falling apart, we can still access the inner peace that God gives. There's an inner peace that we can access in the turmoil. When everything's melting around us, falling apart, lost your job, kids on drugs, spouse packs up and goes. What? That happens? Yes, it does. There's a statistic now that there's just the same amount of divorces in the church as in the world. People trading each other like cards. Oh, this one's old now. I want a new model. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. And then you jump over the fence because you think that the grass is greener. And then you find out you have to water that grass too. And mow that lawn. Can I get an amen? And find out that one still needs to brush their teeth too. Oh, come on. I'm just being real. Hallelujah. You see, our peace is not circumstantial, dependent on what is happening in the current moment. This abiding peace within us would make others wonder, why are you freaking out? Why are you freaking out? How many of you know people that have freaked out? And it's freak out. Because they don't know how to handle it, huh? But Isaiah said it best. Look at this right up here. Isaiah 41:10. Look at this. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, says God. I will help you. I will uphold you with my what? Victorious right hand. Come on, give Jesus a shout, because that's what he will do for you. God will do this for you. You see, my friends, Isaiah ministered at a time when situations beyond anyone's control, it wreaked havoc and it upset their lives. Isaiah offers a message of comfort to them from God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask this question right up here. Look at this. What are some sources of stress?
Family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I found a few, and we're going to just touch on them. But number one, the pressure of our modern environment. Just our environment alone. Social media. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Just our environment alone brings on stress sometimes. Number two, consequences of wrong decisions. I shouldn't have went that way. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, come on. Many of us have been caught with our hand in the cookie jar, okay?
Amen.
We've been there. And so sometimes decisions could be the wrong decision. But let me just say this. Even though it was a wrong decision, God can still save your bacon.
Yes.
And then stress is this, and this is what brought great joy to Frank. He was striving against God. He was doubting God. Striving against God. That means working against His will. Oh, you know what, God, I got it. Oh, you know, that's the one that's for me. I know. And God did not even speak. And God didn't even give you the green light. And yet, we're striving against the things of God. Listen, pray before you do anything. Seek His face. Make sure it's the will of God. And if He's silent, that means you be still. But God will... How many of you hear God's voice? I hear Him loud and clear. When He speaks to me, it's loud and clear. And then we find ourselves contending with circumstances. In other words, okay, I'm in a situation and I'm just going to box with it. I'm just going to, oh yeah, I'm going to throw my left at it. I'm going to give it my wisdom. I'm going to give it my worldly point of view instead of trusting in God. And then we find ourselves stressing out. We get stressed out. Why? Because it wasn't of God. Look at this one. Other people's unrealistic expectations. Oh, be careful when it says, I promise you this or that. No, you know what? I'll pray for you that you can. Don't promise me nothing, because if you fail, you're going to fail yourself. And listen, there's nothing wrong with having great expectations, especially great expectations from God. But don't count on other people to bring you great expectation. Can I get amen? Amen. This is what I tell people. Let me just share this. This is what I share with people. God will never fail us. God will never disappoint us. God will always lift us. God will always bring us joy and peace. He will fill us with the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, goodness, gentleness. And this is why I say, don't put your eyes on man. Because man will disappoint you. Your children will disappoint you. Your own spouse will disappoint you. Your employer will disappoint you. Oh, that's right. But God won't. And so the way not to get disappointed is, God, give me wisdom for my children. Give me wisdom for my spouse. Give me wisdom from my employer. And He'll give you the wisdom. Because a lot of times we need to be slow to speak. A lot of times we say things, blah, and it comes out and we can't take it back. Huh? We can't take it back. It's like getting shot in the leg. Oh, that hurt. And so be slow to speak. Be careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. Number six, vocational stress. So some of you that are striving to be, I don't know if anyone in here is striving to for a degree or a bar, to pass the bar, to become an attorney. These kind of things, vocational stresses will stress you out. I remember I was a realtor for many years. I wasn't a broker. I took the broker test 4 times and I was done. I said, I'm giving up. I kept missing it by 5 points. And I'm always there, but I kept missing it. I go, man, I don't think this is what God wants. And so the 4th time, I was in there, and the proctor, you know, the proctor's in there making sure no one's cheating. I said, I need to use the restroom. So I gave her my test. Okay, you only got 5 minutes. So I went in there. I went to the restroom. And there was the gentleman that was sitting next to me. I go, oh, you had take the restroom break too. He goes, I'm done. Done? What do you mean done? I go, this is a 4-hour test. And we only been in it an hour and maybe 20 minutes. He goes, I'm done. I go, how do you know this test so fast? He goes, oh, I went to real estate trainers. I go, real estate trainers? Where's that? He goes, it's up in L.A. He goes, you do a 2-day crash course, and then they give you the answers to the state exam. And all you have to do is just remember the questions and the answers. I go, what? I was stressing out 4 times. Had to pay every time $125 for that state exam. And I had to wait 30 days to take the next one. And God showed me a better way. I was stressed out. And so I went there. I went to that 2-day seminar. Man. I came back and I was done in a 30 minutes. All the answers were just flying off the pages. And man, I went through all that stress not knowing that there was a better way. Vocational stress. And here's one. Criticism from others. You have someone talk about you? Or critique you? Well, I don't like what you said. When it comes to that, this is what I share with many. Put on Teflon faith. You know what Teflon faith is? That means, you ever see a Teflon pan that you can slide an egg off it? Right? You don't have to put butter or nothing. You can just heat it up and it'll slide off the pan. Well, have Teflon faith. Or guess what? Whatever comes your way, it'll slide. Right off. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Don't receive negativity.
Yeah.
And pray. Just pray for them. You don't have to lash back out. Just say, you know what? Thank you. Thank you. And move on. Don't let it get deep within you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. And so, here's the thing. How can we overcome distress? How can we overcome it? That's a good question, isn't it? We've been talking about this. And it's found in Psalms 46. The core scripture of our message is this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Praise God. In other words, stop attempting to fight life's battles on your own. Instead, choose to rest by trusting what? The Lord. Praise God. Look at verse 68 right here. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden. What? The God who is our salvation. He wants to carry our burdens, but we have to give them to him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, if he's carrying our burden, give it to him.
Yeah.
Just give it to him. Say, God, I can't carry this. I'm giving it to you. Because if I carry this burden, it's going to hurt me. It's going to destroy me. It's going to weigh me down. And none of us want to be weighed down. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Jesus spoke of giving this kind of supernatural peace when he said this right up here in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so, question is, who is the God of the Bible? Who is this God of the Bible? Well, Psalms 46 gives us a powerful picture. And we look at verse 1 again. He's our God of refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So when you start going through the Bible, you will find out he's for you, not against you.
Amen.
You'll find out that he is the lover and the bishop of your soul. You'll find out that he came to die for you. You'll find out that he came to give you life and life more abundantly. You'll find out that God has raised us from the dead, from our spiritual state, where once we were walking in darkness and now we're walking in His marvelous light. You got to understand that the Word of God truly identifies who God is for us, to us, and how He wants to work through us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at this right up here. In verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Wow. Saints, just in these two verses, we also see the name Lord that indicates He's Yahweh or Jehovah. He's Yahweh and Jehovah. And guess what? Look at this. He's absolute in faithfulness. Absolute in faithfulness. God could never let us down. God will never disappoint us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God will always be with us. Look what King David wrote here in Psalms 18. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my what? Deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. God is our stronghold. Praise God. I don't care what we face. God is our stronghold. He will destroy the works of the enemy. And He will even destroy our own works that we did to ourselves. He will come in and save our bacon. Thank you, God. Look at this. He says this. Trust me. Rest in me. You don't have to fight or struggle. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because the battle doesn't belong to us. Who does the battle belong to?
The Lord.
To the Lord.
That's right.
And so, as we come in for a close, look at this. How can we know God in a personal way? How can we know it? It's simple. These are simple, practical things I listed here. Number one, spend time with Jesus. Spend time with Him. Know who He is. Read the Word and who He is. You're never going to find out who He is unless you read and know who He is. Look at this. Find out what He thinks by reading the Bible. The mind of Christ is in the Word.
Yes.
That's why Paul said, put on the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we put on the mind of Christ? By putting the Word in us.
That's right.
And know who He is.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get amen?
Mm-hmm.
Know who God is. Look at this. Number three. Observe God's ways regarding your circumstances and those of others. See, God's way is better than our way. God cannot fail us. His ways are better. They're much higher than ours. His thoughts are higher. His ways are higher. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at this. Number four. Reflect on how He worked in the lives of biblical figures. Meaning, if you can't think of what God did for someone, then guess what? Think of what He's done for you.
Amen.
Can I get amen? And how many can honestly say He's done something for you?
Amen.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
You are not the same. You're not the same person as you once were.
That's right.
Until you got saved.
Mm.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at number five here. Consider how Jesus walked with inner peace despite the difficulties of His life.
Oh, man.
He was coming to the cross.
That's right.
The Bible says He even sweated blood in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
The day before He was going to be crucified for us. And He would say this to His Father. If it be Your will, take this cup and let it pass from me. He goes, but then He came to Himself. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done.
Amen.
He came to an understanding that He had to go to the cross for us, for you, for me. How many are so blessed that He went to the cross for you?
Amen.
Jesus, thank you, God. Woo, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at this, number six. Be transparent with the Father regarding how you really think and feel.
That is so true.
Tell Him the truth.
That's right.
Oh, God, you know what, God? I struggle in this area. Listen, you don't have to tell anyone your personal dark secret, but let God know what they are.
That's right.
I know sometimes you share with some folks, yeah, I get it. And you come back to church the next day, everyone knows. Sometimes you can't tell no one, but tell God.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Tell God. Because God wants you to speak those things in so He can deliver you, so He can help you, so He can strengthen you in those dark areas. Every one of us have a dark area. We're not immune to it. Can I get amen? Give them to God and watch God do the miraculous. Ooh, I feel His presence right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Be transparent with Him. Look at this. Take time to listen to His voice speaking to your spirit. He speaks to our spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And when you know Him speaking, you hear His voice clear. It's not so much an audio voice. He's speaking to your spirit. And you hear what He's saying to you. It's hard to explain. But that's how He speaks to us. He speaks to us through His word and to our spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. Watch how the Lord maneuvers victory for you in the trials you face. How many of you have come out through some victories? Huh? Oh, that's right. And God, listen, there's still more battles. There's still more battles. But He's going to see us through them. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Look at this, number 9. We got two more to break down. Understand His ways as He corrects you in love and redirection to His will. And so I shared this earlier. We're going to be derailed every now and then. But allow Him to correct you to put you back on the path. Don't get mad at Him. Don't get mad at Him. Because He didn't do anything to us. All He wants to do is help us and strengthen us. Forgive us. Anoint us. Empower us. Bless us. How many wants to live a blessed life? Then we need to learn how to give Him everything.
Yes.
We need to learn to yield to Him.
Surrender.
We're not yielding to a man. We're yielding to a God.
Yes.
And lives forever.
Yes.
And number 10, look at this. Be sure your idea of God aligns with the Bible's description of Him.
Yes.
Make sure that it's God and not you.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us have opinions about God, but our opinion don't count unless it lines up with the truth of God. When God says this, and I'll leave this as this. When God said that you must be born again, that you must repent and turn to Him and be born again and to have the Spirit of God living in you. Unless that happens, we cannot put the robe on and tell people you saved. I know you saved. Or I know you going to hell. Dare not to even think that. Because only God can send a person to heaven and only God can send a person to hell. Can I get amen?
Amen. Amen.
Get your mouth off that person.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Get your mouth off that person. Only God can do it. And you know if you're saved and you pray for others that they will become saved and that they will see Jesus when their life ends. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so, last question here. When do we get our best glimpse of God? Huh? Huh, Sister Laughter? When do we get our best glimpse of God? That's, you know. I wrote this down. I went through searching for this. A windswept lake doesn't reflect anything, but a calm lake mirrors the heavens. What does that mean? We were there in Israel this past, about 2 years ago, I think? And we were there by the Sea of Galilee.
Caesarea
Philippi. It was the Sea of Galilee. And a storm hit it real quick. And the waves were like this. And now we knew why even the disciples said, we're gonna perish, God. And then within moments, within 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the storm left and it was calm. We witnessed it with our own eyes. And you could walk up to the water. And it's so calm, you can see your reflection. And so, we get our best glimpse of God both ways. We see Him in the storm, and we see Him in the peace. Mm-hmm. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We see Him both ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. And God wants to do something so miraculous in your life. Some of you are probably going to go these next 3 nights to hear a prophetic message from Perry Stone. He's going to be in Irvine. Sister Yolanda and I, we're going to go Monday night. I'm going to Monday night. I don't know if she's going to go. I'm going Monday. I can't go tonight. I can't go Tuesday, but he's there. It's at a place called Free Chapel. And it is the pastor, a well-known pastor. What's his name again? Oh, Jensen Franklin. Jensen Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
That's his satellite church.
Yeah.
His main church is in, his big church is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
But his satellite church is in Irvine. And so, those want to go Monday night, when I go, let me know. We can go together. We can even go in the van if we want. I can't go tonight. We can't go Tuesday, but Monday is a good night for me. So if you guys want to go, let me know. But before we close, I want to give that opportunity to those who are watching and listening. Maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a great opportunity right now. I'm going to ask Pastor Andre to come up and just whatever, something soft that he can play. And Deacon Angel. Those of you that have logged on, and maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you were surfing the net, maybe you were just typing the word amazing, and then we came up, Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and then you happened to just log on and now are listening. And maybe God's been calling you for a very long time. We're going to give you that opportunity to receive Him right now by faith. And all you have to do is have the faith the size of a mustard seed. And God would be able to move the mountain. If you're listening right now, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me to pray for you, that you too can receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. So bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is He worthy? Amen, amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.